Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2313. 10 Commandments of Fatherly Fitness Over 40 by Jason Brick with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and provide my commentary at the end. Now, the title of today's article, 10 Commandments of Fatherly Fitness Over 40, may seem like it's only going to apply to those that identify as male and as parents and are over 40 years old. But I promise, today's post applies to everyone. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 10 Commandments of Fatherly Fitness Over 40 by Jason Brick with Healthline.com. Once upon a time, I was a badass. I ran a sub-6-minute mile, benched over 300 pounds. Competed in kickboxing and jiu-jitsu, and won. I was high speed, low drag, and aerodynamically efficient. But that was once upon a time. Being a grown-up changed all that. More hands on my time left less time for the gym. A body in its 40s doesn't build muscle or burn fat like the one I had 2 decades ago. My joints hurt more. Everything takes longer to recover from. But that's no reason to give up on fitness. Study after study after study demonstrate that our bodies are a use-it-or-lose-it situation. The longer we stay active, the longer we remain able to stay active. In the vein of, I make mistakes so you don't have to, here are 10 commandments of fitness as we enter middle age. If you follow them, your body will thank you well into retirement. 1. Thou shalt not skip the warm-up. As we age, our muscles and tendons become less flexible and more subject to injury. A solid 10 to 15 minute warm-up of light motion helps counteract that unavoidable truth. Now, we're not talking about static stretching, which can actually cause damage when done cold. It's time to start thinking of the warm-up not as the thing you do before the workout, but rather the first part of the workout. 2. Thou shalt not be too busy. Middle age is a demanding time. Kids, a partner, a job, your community, and maybe a minute for a hobby conspire to leave very few hours in the day for you to spend on fitness. But you have to make it happen. Here are a couple of good options. Exercise early in the morning before things go wrong with your day that could impinge on your workout time. Make exercise a necessary part of your daily routine. For example, bicycle to work. Exercise with your family. I do jiu-jitsu with my son. This will combine quality time with exercise. Or find a workout buddy who will harass you into showing up even when it's hard. 3. Thou shalt focus on flexibility. Flexible muscles and resilient joints will prevent you from sustaining a sidelining injury you may not fully recover from. The best way to ensure them is to build in a cool-down stretching routine lasting 10 to 20 minutes at the end of your workout. Stretching while muscles are warm is a flexibility force multiplier. Take advantage of it. 4. Thou shalt not ignore it. 2 advantages of being a grown adult are often having decent health insurance and being old enough that your doctor will listen to you. If you experience pain, go get it checked out. The days of walking it off or no pain, no gain are behind us. Pain is instead a warning that we're about to get broken. 5. Thou shalt shift your workouts. those crazy workouts of our 20s are no good anymore. One rep maxes, rounds in the right, lifting tractor tires like Rocky are still within our capacity, but we pay for them with soreness and injuries. Instead, focus on medium weight, medium rep exercises with large ranges of motion. Good examples include kettlebells, yoga, barbell exercises, swimming, and certain forms of martial arts. These exercises produce exactly the kind of strength and flexibility your older body needs. 6. Thou shalt not prove it. Whatever your exercise, it's going to happen. Some 20-something who's almost as good as you used to be is going to be in class, on the gym floor, or in the next lane over. You'll be overcome with the impulse to show that you've still got it, and you might even win. But you up your chances of injury exponentially when you do so. Even if you get away clean, your muscles will be sore and fatigued for as much as a week afterward, which limits how good your next few workouts can be. 7. Thou shalt put competition behind you. Friendly contests are fine, but resist the urge to enter into serious athletic competitions. It's simply asking for injury. This commandment is a corollary to the last one, because competition forces you to prove it. Even if you're in a master's league or similar division, you'll still be driven to make your body do things it shouldn't. If you have to compete, look to lower impact sports like curling and fun runs. 8. Thou shalt not listen to Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen. You know what I mean. Listen all you want, but don't reminisce too hard about the athlete you used to be. The best case outcome is you spend a little time mildly depressed about how your body is now past its peak. The worst case is that the thoughts lead you to put one plate too many on the bar and you get yourself hurt. Stay mindful and celebratory of the present. 9. Thou shalt mind your own bucket. There's an old Zen parable about a monk getting frustrated about how much another monk is able to do while filling buckets with water. The moral is, the monk should only focus on what he was able to do, not compare it to the accomplishments of others. Sure, there are 80-year-olds still benching 400 pounds and finishing an Ironman, but that's got nothing to do with you. Stay active, stay healthy, and only compare yourself against the goals you've set for you. And 10, thou shalt mind what goes into your body too. No, you don't have to deprive yourself of all earthly delights to stay fit and healthy, but fueling your 40-plus bod with the right balance of whole grains, protein, veggies and fruits can help keep you energized and strong. If you're not sure you're getting enough of the right nutrients, talk to your doctor or a dietitian about whether you should consider supplements. From one aging jock to another, I recommend following these rules. They won't all apply to everyone out there, but give each and every one some committed thought. You just listened to the post titled 10 Commandments of Fatherly Fitness Over 40 by Jason Brick with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. During one of my commentaries last week, I talked about the importance of finding time to take care of our bodies. I used the example of how we likely shower every day, brush our teeth, floss, make ourselves look nice, and so on. All of this is important, and all of these take time out of our busy schedules. But we need to treat exercise the same way. We need to think of it as a way of caring for our bodies, just like showering every day. We make time to shower, we need to make time to exercise. Something I found helpful is to actually block out time on my calendar for exercise. That way nothing else can get scheduled. My exercise time is planned out, which makes it much more likely to actually happen. We have to treat exercise as a priority, just like eating, sleeping, and yes, showering. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Wednesday show and where your optimal life awaits.